I love the colorful clothes you wear and the way the sunlight plays upon her hair. I hear the sound of a gentle on the wind that lifts her perfume through the air.
Well, hello, I'm Solazar, and welcome to Good Vibrations Radio, Tools for Transformation. Now, quantum physics tells us that we are all energy vibrating at different frequencies, and in Good Vibrations Radio, we bring you information that allows you to change the vibrational frequency of your life. We're your source for everyday alchemy, so you can take the lead in your life and turn it into gold. Good Vibrations Radio is made possible through the sponsorship of Magic for Life, the promoter-producer of the Rhoda Psychic Fair. Now, the Rhoda Psychic Fair has been a constant in Monterey County for the past 34 years. Our last fair was October 21st and 22nd, and our next event is October 13th and 14th at the Monterey County Fairgrounds. I encourage you to sign up for the email list on rhodapsychicfair.com and goodvibrationsradio.com so you can be notified about upcoming events. Just last Friday, we held our quarterly preview where we discussed the months of April, May, and June. Joyce Day Muse provided the astrology, Kirilani provided the numerology and vibrational energy, and I provided the wisdom of the tarot. If anyone is interested in getting an audio recording or and handout of that event, please send an email to solazar@gmail.com. If you missed any part of any of our previous broadcasts, you can visit the podcast page of Good Vibrations Radio by using the link on the homepage of goodvibrationsradio.com. Now, before we get into the show, let me tell you a little bit about me. I'm a speaker, a performer, a reader, a healer, a radio host, and an author. I've been a part of the metaphysical community all my life, and along the way, I completed a series of formal studies. This show shares a variety of metaphysical topics. For those who listen regularly, you know I like to start each show with a reading from Day by Day with James Allen. In 1903, James Allen published his essay, As a Man Thinketh, and he chose the title from chapter 23, verse 7 of Proverbs, which says, "As a man thinketh in his heart, so is he." It was described by Allen as a book that will help you help yourself. Allen wanted all of us to know that in your own thought world, you hold the key to every condition, good or bad, that enters into your life. Your present reality is a direct outcome of your past thoughts, intentions, and beliefs. But your future is not predestined by your past. By working patiently and intelligently on your thoughts, intentions, and beliefs, you can remake your life and transform your circumstances. Now, in Day by Day with James Allen, his essay has been broken into a separate section for each day of the month. And for the second day of the month, James Allen shares, "Conquer Doubt." Thoughts of doubt and fear can never accomplish anything. They always lead to failure. Conquer doubt. Whenever doubt creeps in, affirm to yourself, "I always find a way to have enough of what I need." The other element that helps overcome fear is action. Do the thing you fear, and fear will disappear. And the last item that helps defeat fear is faith. Faith that the universe is looking out for you. Faith in your abilities. Faith that what you need will make itself known. Conquer doubt. I always find a way to have enough of what I need. Now, I've shared many times that I have a series of prayers and affirmations that I use each day to help me focus on the positive. I do a morning and evening series of forgiveness prayers. I do a gratitude affirmation. I do Ho'oponopono. I do unconditional love affirmations. And I collect a positive thought from the daily word produced by the Unity School of Christianity. The daily word for Monday, April 2nd, says, "We are all unique expressions of the divine." Now, at the conclusion of his book, Three Magic Words, U.S. Anderson's final words, the magic words are, "I am God." Remember that each of us has a divine light. Whether you choose to bring it out or how you choose to bring it out is up to you. When we face the failures in our life, it's up to each of us to draw on our inner divine light to continue in the best way that serves us. It's the same with our fears. When asked about many of his failures he had attempting to develop an incandescent light bulb, Thomas Edison said, "I have not failed. I successfully found 10,000 things that didn't work." See, often our fears are founded on what we view as our failures. "I'm no good at that. I can't do that. People have always told me I'm not good enough to do that." And we create these artificial fears that lead us into failures. But when what we do is just approach things with the openness of our intention to do the best we can with it, we're not facing a failure and we're overcoming a fear. And that brings us to our guest for today. Kirilani is a healer and expert in vibrational numerology, palmistry, and tarot, and a bridge of light. Her unique fusion consultations bring great insights and transformation. She's also an alchemist with essential oils, teas, and color, providing custom essential oil blends and hand-dyed silk scarves to empower her clients' personal vibrations. She provides her unique Go With The Flow segment the first Monday of every month at 5 to 6 p.m. right here on Good Vibrations Radio. So let's welcome Kirilani and her Go With The Flow.
Well, thank you, Solazar. And here we are, all ready to April. Wow. You know, the first 6 months of the year is the creative cycle of the year. And when we look at it now, we really only have April, May, and June for planting the seeds of what we want for this year, what we want for this life. Because this year is like none other that we've had before. It's our first year that we've ever really had in limitlessness for the energy that's all about unconditional love and hope and trust and faith and inspiration. So if you were going to craft seeds for your life to plant a garden that represents your life, that represents you, isn't that a great foundation to start from? Unconditionality. And that ties directly to what Solazar was talking about in the introduction. If we have areas where we've judged ourselves not good enough to do XYZ, we suddenly install the condition in our minds, in our hearts, that holds back a little bit of the truth of who we are. And every time we do that, we carve out a little bit more of our light. Every time we do that, we become a little bit smaller in the world. And we've done that, frankly, for millennia. We've done that from the day we were born, with all the people telling us what we couldn't do and what our limits were. So this is the time, while we still have this power of the liberation moon, which was full on Saturday, and is now waning, but you still have that power to say, "I am going to consciously release any of these things that are having me play small or hold back or withhold the truth and authenticity of who I am." Because that is a powerful part of our journey in this year. When we started the year, February was all about love. It was all the vibrations of love. It was personal love. It was self-love, which is really the barometer the calibration of how much love in all the other areas we can even have. Because if we aren't opening our hearts, if we are not opening our hands to receive and give, there's not a lot of love that can get in. The universe can love us. Our angels and masters can love us. Our souls can love us. All the people in our life can love us. And we can walk through life not feeling any of it. That's what February was about, to say, let's do a pulse check of where you are with your ability to open to unconditional love. And that is at every level, with ourselves, with the people in our lives, at a humanitarian level. Then we went into March, which was a month to then look at the truth of where are we? Where were the places we were out of balance in February? Because those are the areas that are seeking liberation. Those are the areas that are saying, if I can let go of this condition, this limit, I can express more of my authentic self, more of my soul in the world. And now we come to April, which is going to be one of the biggest months that we have all year of 2018. The energy of April aligns to the energy of the year. So it's that energy of inspiration, of love and compassion and light. And it's asking us to acknowledge the truth of who we are, that we are that very fabric of love and light, that we are the divine. And it necessitates us to embody our truth, our self-love, our ability to incorporate all the basic lessons of creation and say, I am ready to graduate. It also traditionally in numerology is the energy of Christ consciousness. So it's interesting that we just had Easter, because it elevates when we look at Good Friday, which I still don't understand why they call it good, and what Christ went through with this sacrificing for all of our sins and dying on the cross. If that is our mental connection to a spiritual path, that is by definition going to bring with it the limitations of that path. So what if we can graduate beyond the need to sacrifice and suffer and look outside of ourselves for someone to save us? What if we could really acknowledge that within each of us, encoded within our DNA and our RNA, encoded within our vibrations and our connection with the sun, that we each are those Christed beings. Father Charlie, many of you in this area have heard him speak before. He gave the most beautiful lecture about the Christ child within. And yet, you know, to a lot of people, that doesn't resonate at all. So say the Buddha-like portion of ourselves, that enlightened piece of ourselves, we all have that within us. And each of us has our own path back to our soul, back to God, back to the divine, back to the Goddess Mother, back to union. That is the whole journey from 2017 through 2018. Is, are we going to choose union or are we choosing separation? Are we choosing love or are we choosing to go back into fear? Are we choosing to go forward and create the type of world we truly want to live in, beyond suffering, beyond sacrifice, beyond the need to be punished, beyond the need to have sin, beyond the need to feel like we're inadequate? Are we ready to say yes to creating a new world, to creating a new life, to allowing ourselves to be birthed in a whole new image that is more a true reflection of our soul? If you are ready to say yes, April is the month for you, because there are so many opportunities every day in this month. It is amazing. In the time I've been tracking numerology and vibrations, this is the most opportunities for massive jumps in consciousness for the people who are paying attention and are willing to align with their soul and say, yes, let us work in partnership on this journey together. Because if we look at April and we look at this junction between 17 and 18. It was all about, in 17, realizing that we were never alone. We were never separate. We were never separate from the divine. And all of those places where we choose separation, we are creating pain and suffering and sacrifice. So if we can choose in each moment to align with our souls, align with that love of the all, realizing that we are all one, we're in the right place to open to a greater level of compassion, to open to a greater level of kindness, and to open to realizing that we want the best for the all, as well as honoring the individual. So April brings us this series of opportunities. The first one was actually yesterday on April 1st, huge day, calling for cosmic unification, that unification of the physical, the emotional, the mental, the spiritual, into the cosmic bodies, to say that I am one with the divine, so that I am consciousness, to honor the light in each other, to honor all beings as beings that are divine. That is the first. We have another one on the 10th, another on the 19th, and on the 28th. Huge open doorways to walk through. And as we go through April, every single day is encoded with this vibrational codex that helps us awaken to our spiritual essence. It helps us down to an RNA DNA level to awaken to our higher consciousness and to unlock those parts of us that we've hidden away till now. So whatever you do in April, make the entire month sacred. Give yourself time in meditation. Give yourself time out in nature. Go down to the beach and walk by the ocean. If it's raining, go outside and let the rain just run down your face. Just feel the earth around you. Go spend time in the trees and hug a tree. Whatever it is for you that helps you align with everything. For some people, it's getting down on the floor and playing with their kids and laughing until, you know, your sides hurt. For some people, it's playing with their pets and opening to that unconditional love. Wherever it is in your life, stoke those fires throughout April. And then we have days on April 9th, 18th, and 27th that are days of light. And this is where the universe is saying, are you willing to open to hold more light? Are you willing to be a transmitter and receiver of more light? Because we're all vessels of light. How much light we hold, how much light we're willing to receive and transmit is all based on how much we're willing to open. Anywhere where we have contraction, tightness, those are restricting that flow of energy, restricting the flow of light. Wherever we choose to go into fear, into even into going into those stories of, well, I've tried this before and it's not possible. Those are all examples of contraction. In the creative cycle of the year, this year is calling for where are you willing to expand? Where are you willing to open up? Where are you willing to move beyond those conditions and limits? So those days are really powerful days to help us wake up, to remember that at a cellular level, it's encoded within us that we are star seeds of light, that we are here to be the light in the world. We are here to experience all these experiences of limitation, to understand how this world works so that we could come to this time and take whatever that shadow part of ourselves is there, because each of us has it. We live in a world of polarity. We live in a world of duality. And in that, that is represented within us. So it's a spectrum. And if we can continuing to work the spectrum and say, I just keep moving toward the light and take these parts within ourselves, these experiences that have created these limitations or these areas of contraction and allow those to transform. The entire month is a powerful period of transformation. It gives you the power of alchemy. It gives you the power of the architect of creation. So very potent period to let go of the old. Nothing that serves you should pass through this period. Just let it go and to open to more light. Then on April 11th and 29th, really powerful days, portals of union, portals of that cosmic conscious energy. So I don't even know what to say about those days because we haven't experienced something like this before. So just start on your calendar. Know it's special. Make space for yourself to have a great spiritual experience. And then on April 22nd, we have a day that reminds us that we are seeds of the divine. We are bridges between heaven and earth. So that's a really good day to sit down. And if you haven't done it yet this year, sit down and write your intentions down. Write down what your seeds are. If you have dreams and plans, write them down. Do a vision board. Call up a friend and say, hey, this is my dream. This is my plan. This is what I want to create in my life and in the world. And that's where we have such amazing examples out there right now with all of the kids that were so brave and courageous speaking up against gun violence and for that they want bans on assault weapons, but not just talking about what they're against. They're saying they want to create environments where children can go to school in safety. That's something I think all of us could get behind. So make sure you're focusing all your creative energy on what you do want to create, not on what you're against, because the juice and the power is in what do we want to create that's new. So versus where there's resistance. So I wanted to share some of the vibrational tools that are available for April. And these are the same that you can use for the entire year. So it might be something you want to invest in if you haven't already done that. I like working with colors because you can use them to wear them. You can visualize them in your meditations. And they're a quick way of shifting your energy. So colors, you can work with white, yellow, teal, black, gold, violet, and grape. Those all align to that cosmic conscious energy of inspiration, of kindness, of compassion, of unconditional love, and hope, and trust, and faith. So, and of service. The aromatherapy that you can work with, which I love all the ones that are available for April. Frankincense, if you want to tap into a sacred essential oil, frankincense is one of the top ones that it almost like your body immediately responds to that essence. The cinnamon is really good if you feel like you have creative blocks. It helps work with the sacral chakra. And I like to just drop it in hot water or with my tea. It's really, cinnamon has a way of helping you just open the heart. And I guess maybe because it reminds us of, you know, homey scents with cinnamon rolls or something that my grandma used to make. But for some reason, cinnamon does it for me. So try that one out. Fennel has almost like a licorice type of scent to it. But fennel is really wonderful to put in your water, the fennel essential oil. Or you can just get fennel in the store, chop it up and put it in your salad. And vetiver. Vetiver, fennel is the oil of responsibility. So part of April, part of this whole year, is moving beyond the need to play the role of victim. Because when we do that, we inherently are drawing suffering, sacrifice, punishment, and pain to ourselves. So using fennel, it helps us stand in our power and take responsibility for ourselves. Copaiba does the same thing. It also helps with unmasking all those places where we are not truly being ourselves. It helps us be authentic. So copaiba is a new oil that doTERRA has. It's in the cannabinoid spectrum, but it doesn't have any THC in it. So it's very adaptogenic. If you have certain things, like let's say you have arthritis, it works very well on that. But on a spiritual level, it works very much to help with this transformation process back to our authentic selves. Then there's vetiver. That is very powerful on an emotional and mental and spiritual level for letting go of conditions. It helps you go really deep. So if you're looking for something to help you deepen meditations, deepen yoga practices, Tai Chi, Qigong, anything for energy movement, I'd highly recommend the vetiver. And then petigrine. Petigrine is an interesting one because it helps you connect to your ancestral wisdom. And at a point where, on one hand, April and this whole year is both reaching back to pull to you all that you have ever been across lifetimes and offering all of that light forward to your soul so it can just be amplified into more. So that ancestral work is important to do. So that's petigrine. It's an interesting one. It's out of the citrus family, blends great with other oils. It's used in a lot of fancy French perfumes, but I like it with other things. So we were experimenting with it over the weekend, and people put vetiver, petigrine, I think one person put cilantro and together, and it was really beautiful. Oh, and frankincense, great combination. And that leads us to cilantro, one of my favorites. So cilantro, you can just chop up, throw in your salad, throw in your salsa, but in the essential oil form, it is fabulous. It's really refreshing. And for people like me who are recovering from trying to control different aspects of their life, cilantro helps you let go and go with the flow. Really free yourself from trying to constrain, restrict, control things in your life, people in your life, or yourself. So those are the essential oils. And then I wanted to share a couple that tie to the energy of transformation, because in April we have both to work with, and they're both really power tools from a vibrational sense. So the colors are cream and blue, all shades of blue, all shades of green, fig, which is kind of a brownish red color, and coral. So those are your colors. And then for aromatherapy, it's cedar. Now, cedar comes from the tree, and it's got a deep-rooted quality. So when you think about transformation, we're transforming all the way down to a physical RNA-DNA level. And yet that transformation frequently starts from the spirit, works through the mind, letting go of its conditions, works through blocks in the heart where we're shutting down our heart, shutting down our emotional bodies, or releasing traumas from the mental and emotional body. And when we do that, the physical body responds beautifully, because a lot of times these things that we have that we're suffering from in the physical body, where there's pain, disease, and illness, are coming from disturbances and imbalances in the emotional and mental bodies. So look back at February and March and look at the situations that came up in your life. February was very much a month about the heart. It was very much about the emotional body. Look at what came up. And for me, it was kind of a tough month. I had a lot of kind of emotional overwhelm and imbalances there and little hurts. And then mentally, March was really a mental month. What happened in March? Because those give you the clues as to what you're up for transforming as we go through April. So those are some of the clues for how to best use April. It's asking us, who do we really want to be? And all throughout April, vibrationally it's coded for us to ask the divine for what we want. Ask our angels for help. Ask our team on the other side to be there to help give us guidance. Ask to connect with our souls. Ask how we can be of service in the world. Because April is really about service. How can we share our love and light in the best way that benefits all? How can we best be our own hero in our own life? That's what April's all about. And so for all of us, I think we can look at this journey, and it's going to be a journey, and know that whoever you were yesterday on April 1st and who you're going to be when we close out this month can be very different. We are in the state of becoming. We are in the state of becoming who we really came into this life to be and who our soul authentically desires and intends us to be. So it's paying attention, it's showing up, and it's being open to do things in a different way. If you find yourself resisting or contracting, stop and breathe and just say yes to the universe and yes to your soul and yes to trying something new. So that, Solazar, is some of the things I had to share for April. I was just going to check to see if you had any comments or thoughts on that.
No, that was very good and very thorough. I hope folks got it. I want to remind you again, you can go back to the podcast and re-listen to it again because it's so much information you may need to. There's a couple of points I want to bring up. You know, we had a very active weekend, as Kirilani was mentioning, both vibrationally, but last Saturday, the last day of March, as Kira mentioned, we had our second March full moon. It was a full moon in Libra. And that moon was really asking us, you know, full moons are manifesting. And as Kira said, that was called the liberation moon. But that full moon in Libra is asking us, who's caretaking what we experience? Well, who's caretaking our sense of renewal and rebirth? What part of you is dependent and needy versus the hard-edged heart that no longer needs, no longer longs? So which one is operating in you? Are you experiencing your renewal and rebirth? Are you feeling dependent and needy, or have you cut off all connections by being hard-edged? Because the truth is somewhere in the middle. And is it time for you to release what no longer serves you? Or are you just going to continue playing safe? So that's what that full moon energy coming forward is asking us. And that's what introduced us into April. And yes, excuse me. Yesterday on Sunday, Mercury, which is still retrograde in Aries, conjuncted the sun. And conjunction is like walking together. So it's creating a new cycle. A conjunction with Mercury is a new time and a new opportunity and a new movement. Even though Mercury is still retrograde, which means communications, driving, electronics, all of those things are still up in the air and may seem variable. But with this conjunction with the sun yesterday, we're going to have an opportunity going forward for a couple of weeks to really start new projects. Now, it's not a time to jump out and take action on that, but we have the opportunity with this conjunction to create our plan, make the details clear. We'll have a little more clarity than a normal Mercury retrograde because of this conjunction. And Mercury goes direct on April 15th, and that's when you can be ready to take action. And then today, Mars conjuncted Saturn. So Saturn is our planet of learning and discipline, and it generally creates opportunities for learning, which means it gives us challenges to do things. And as a result of that, we learn from that and can become stronger. Mercury's intention for us is to make us, Saturn's intention rather, is to make us stronger. But here it is conjuncting Mars, that aggressive planet, that planet that's always pushing to get out there. This is going to create a form of a push-pull that's going to create pressure on us. And we may feel that pressure building up. And we have to remember that pressure on carbon creates diamonds. So something good will come out of it for us, and the transit will pass quickly. But we may feel some pressure going forward this week from this conjunction. And then on Wednesday, Mercury is going to square Mars, which has that conjunction with Saturn. And squares are fights. So Mercury is still retrograde. So Mars is going to try to bully our clarity, our communication. It's going to leave trails of frustration everywhere. And it's important to avoid verbal quarrels. Be careful when driving. Be careful when using computers or other electronic equipment. And often things won't work out as expected. So practice patience. Be kind to yourself and others. And remember, as we said earlier in the show, this is the time to conquer doubt. Face your fears and be willing to learn from your failures, not dwell on them. So in this year of the brown earth dog, persistent, honest, and prudent actions will be rewarded. So take these next several weeks to function with that as your foundation. Persistent, honest, and prudent. That doesn't mean push. That doesn't mean force. That doesn't mean manipulate. That doesn't mean demand. Persistent, honest, and prudent. And as we close, I want to once again, I should ask Kira if you had any additional comments based on what I said. So,
yeah, I like what you just said about that persistent, honest, prudent, because there's something about that that, can we use that for every Mercury retrograde, or is that just for this period?
No, actually, that's for the brown earth dog year.
Oh, but I think that helps with the Mercury retrograde too, because what we're seeing is that when people are trying to communicate, then other people aren't really hearing them clearly. So there's a lot of misunderstandings, and that kind of persistence helps. The honest helps it be more clear. And what was the last P? Persistence? Prudent, right? Being prudent with where our energy goes. And that not getting into verbal conflicts.
I think that helps a lot.
Yeah, the not getting into verbal conflicts was really the Mars squaring Saturn, which comes on... going back with Mars... Excuse me, I'm getting a coughing thing here. That's Mercury squaring Mars, which is Wednesday. And that's, you know, avoid verbal quarrels because Mars is going to be pushing forward in that fight with it in Mercury, and Mercury's already retrograde. So those are all good things, though, as you said, to apply during any Mercury retrograde, if that's the preference. So as we get ready to close, I want to once again use the anonymous poem from Empower Astrology, which I believe applies to the entire year. It says, in the midst of hate, I found there was within me an invincible love. In the midst of tears, I found there was within me an invincible smile. In the midst of chaos, I found there was within me an invincible calm. And I realized through it all that in the midst of winter, I found there was within me an invincible summer. No matter how hard the world pushes against you, within you there's something stronger, something better, pushing right back. Whatever you give, do so from your heart. Do your daily practice of gratitude by saying, "Thank you for everything. I have no complaints whatsoever." Choose to express from love in all of your encounters. I live and practice loving kindness in all situations. Accept yourself fully. I accept and love myself unconditionally. Open yourself fully to love using this affirmation. I surrender all to love. And express and heal your self-love by your practice of Ho'oponopono. I love you. I'm sorry. Please forgive me. Thank you. You're not a victim. You have a choice. So for all of you listening this week, your life will begin to shift in new and different ways, but you are the driver of your own car of life. Thank you for listening to Good Vibrations Radio. If you have any questions or missed any elements, send an email to solazar@gmail.com. Many blessings, and we'll talk again next Monday, April 9th, 5 to 6 p.m., when Dr. Arnie Buss will share Speaking of Listening. Thank you again, Kirilani, for her Go with the Flow, and remember to turn the lead in your life into gold. Namaste. Oh, good.